Good morning. Our question today is, if somebody is davening in the Ezras Nashim, in the women's section, do they do Nefilas Apayim or not? So we're going to start with a Magen Avraham, who says as follows, and the language is very instructive, Shebebeis HaKnesset Shel Nashim, which literally is the shul, in a shul of women. We'll have to see what that means. Noflim Al Peneihem, they do Nefilas Apayim, when saying Tachanun. So the Levush Esrat explains as follows, what's the reason for the Magen Avraham saying that if you're davening in a literally a separate shul, the shul of the women, that you do Nefilas Apayim, what's going on here? He explains, Kevin Shiesham Chalonos El Beis HaKnesses, because there are windows looking into the shul, and accordingly, that is why you do Nefilas Apayim. So we can see here when the Magen Avraham says, in a shul for women, he's talking about the women's section, but it was in a separate room, and connecting them was simply a window or multiple windows that you will look from the women's section into the men's section. And accordingly, because you have that windows, it's as if there's an Aron Kodesh sufficiently there in order to permit those who are in the women's room, maybe we'll not call it a women's section, but a women's room, to do Nefilas Apayim. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, that the Achronim wrote as follows. This is the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Achronim. Dimhum ispala be'ezras nashim. If somebody is davening in the Ezras Nashim, the women's section, gam ken tzarech Nefilas Apayim, they too have to do Nefilas Apayim when saying Tachnun. Why? Kevan shiyuchu aliras mehachalanos makamar. Because they are able to see via those windows, the place where the Aron Kodesh is. So the Piskei Tshuvas gives us a little bit more detail on this. So if somebody is standing at a window, and the window is open, or the window is see-through, shakuf, it's a see-through, but even if it's closed, that is going to be sufficient if people are in the women's section or another room adjacent to the shul and looking through a window. The window has to be open, and if it's closed, it can be see-through, transparent. You can look through it, and that would be sufficient to permit doing the Nefilas Apayim. However, the Das Torah has a suffix, has a doubt as follows. Has a question as follows. Im be'amido roha Aron Kodesh derech al-chalon. If while standing, indeed, looking through that window, you can see the Aron Kodesh, but when you're sitting and doing your Nefilas Apayim, you can no longer see that Aron Kodesh through the window. He has a suffix. It's unclear whether that suffices to permit somebody to do the Nefilas Apayim or not. We will leave that as an open question, but we should just add on, it seems that we are talking here about a women's room. That's a separate room that the women would daven in, and they look through a window or multiple windows into the main shul, and then they can say Nefilas Apayim, but if not, they cannot do the Nefilas Apayim, say Tachnun without the Nefilas Apayim. However, in a shul that simply has a mechitza up as the divider between the women's section and the men's section, that would certainly be sufficient to enable those who are davening in the women's section and back of the mechitza to do Nefilas Apayim when saying Tachanun. Have a wonderful day.